So where are you from?
I'm from Korea, and I'm from the like north part of the Korea. And actually, yeah, I like in Korea. There's a lot of mountain. I grow up in mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So after like 2 years, like when I was 9 or 10, and I went to the city to live there because of my father's job. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I came here to Oroville, and when I was 13.
How old are you?
I'm 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm 15.
So you've been here for
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, like 2.5, I think.
And how do you like it?
Oh, I like here because like cool, like I have a good air, like kind of like.
Yeah.
And the most like best thing over here, like actually there's a lot of people, like different countries.
Yep, yep.
And I can talk about like, what they're doing and what's happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a many thing happening in this place. Like most of the thing what I like to do here is like the sports.
Mm.
Yeah.
What sports do you play?
I play tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And I play tennis and football. But normally football, actually those two, and I did capoeira like for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I did MMA and kickboxing. I'm planning to do.
And you're 15, right?
Yeah, I'm 15.
Okay. Well, now you can introduce
me. Okay. Okay. Do you like Oroville?
Yeah, I only been here for about like 2 weeks. So far, so good. I have nothing to say bad about it. Like, everything's fine.
Okay. And do you do some sports?
Yes, actually right now I do dance. Hip-hop.
Okay.
Hip-hop dance.
All right, that's
and
cool.
And I play basketball, but not. I don't play, like, on a team. I just play it for fun.
Okay.
And when I'm in America, I play American football. Like,
oh,
it's
that
like
one.
Rugby.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, that's basically the sports I do.
Okay. Okay, you're from America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're 12 years old?
Yeah, I'm 12 years old.
Okay.
I turned 13 on October 6th.
And what's your birthday?
October 6th, yeah.
October 6th. Okay. Do you even know how to drive the bike?
A motorcycle?
Yeah, motorcycle.
I don't know how to drive no motorcycle. That's crazy. I can't. Not out here. Crazy
so,
on the road.
So you drive the cycle?
Yeah, sometimes I go by cycle.
Okay.
Or my auntie will take me.
Oh, you came here with the auntie?
Yeah, she'll take me.
Okay.
On my bike.
So you came here with your whole family?
No, just me and my auntie right now.
Okay. Do you have a brother and sister?
My brothers are actually in America right now.
Okay.
One's 18.
Okay.
And the other one's 22.
Okay.
And right now they're currently in America. So
okay.
I'm here by myself, just me.
You and auntie. And how was America?
America?
I heard like in Korea is like most what fun of the thing, like story in America, is that I heard they have a gun, like because like I don't know somehow I heard of it and they already have gun or so.
Hey, we have guns?
Yeah.
Yeah, America has guns.
Like
America's big for guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
it's like everyone can have.
But not to shoot people. Not
yeah,
to
yeah,
shoot
to
people.
Protect yourself.
Not really to protect yourself. A little like that. But mostly they have guns to go hunting for, like animals.
Animal, like
yeah.
To eat.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
To eat, yeah. And
okay.
Probably sell it, but yeah, they go hunting with their guns.
Okay.
And, or sometimes it's just to protect themselves, because,
well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what other people are thinking.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions now. Your turn.
Okay.
So, have you been out of Oroville since the 2 years? What all countries have you been to?
I went to Thailand.
Thailand? I was
yeah.
just there.
I went to Thailand when I was 10, I think, I bet.
What part?
The Bangkok.
Oh, you went to Bangkok? I went
yeah.
to Bangkok, Chiang Mai, and Phuket.
Yeah, I went to Chiang Mai, I think.
Yeah.
And I went to Bangkok and I went to the kind of good hotel. Mm-hmm. And I went to beach every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun. And I, because like the street,
yeah,
was actually kind of, the traffic,
yeah,
was actually kind of like many people and they're selling scorpions.
Yeah, in Bangkok, right?
Yeah.
Like have you? Oh, were you there for the water fight? Their New Year's water fight? Like, cause every New Year's they have like a big water fight.
Oh no, I went. No, I didn't.
Yeah, Bangkok is crazy because of water fights. Whoa, my.
Water fights.
Yeah, like, for their New Year's,
okay. Every,
it's called. Yeah, they bring out water guns and basically spray everyone down, and
okay.
It's called like. But normally it's supposed to you get a bucket and you don't okay. You don't shoot them in their face and stuff. But it turned into that after a couple of years. But normally what you're supposed to do is get a bucket and you do it lightly, not spray them in their face so that they can't see anymore.
Okay,
but
okay.
That's what it turned into over the years. So
okay.
And basically if you are there for your New Year's, you're gonna get drenched. If you're there, you're going to get wet. You're going to be soaked because they spray you in your face. They spray you anywhere. They don't care. They're just going to spray you.
Okay.
So you better wear glasses, protect yourself. So, yeah. I know a couple people that got shot in their eye and they couldn't
yeah.
see anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, and our, we have to make sure that we are not supposed to wear white t-shirts.
Yeah.
And white pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also... So you, like, you've been, what other countries have you been to at all?
And I went to China.
Mm-hmm.
I like, because I went to China for the orchestra, because
mm-hmm.
I did the instrument
mm-hmm.
for 4 years, and I was, like, talented, they said. And I went to China for the instrument, to
mm-hmm.
the performance with the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there for 1 week, and I did big like performance, like rehearsal and everything, and had a really good food.
Yeah.
But one day I went to a hotel, and the food was actually really disgusting. With like, because it was like, in the morning they give bread or so, but in the dinner we are so hungry because we did like singing everything, like we did the instrument for a whole day,
mm-hmm.
and we get hungry really much, and we went to the hotel to have a dinner. And first day we met some really, really big feast. It was really nice to me. Like, I would like to have all of them. But when I taste one of the food, it was actually low fish
yeah.
with the soy sauce on it and some vegetable. But I was so like, I was so shocked. They gave the raw fish with the soy sauce and I like, it was disgusting for me to taste that. Yeah, I was like, I didn't really like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So you've been in China, Thailand, and
Malaysia.
Oh, you've been in Malaysia? I've been there too.
Really? You've been
Yeah, I've been in Malaysia.
I've been. Like, I went to the Hong Kong.
I don't think I've been there.
No, it's like nearest China.
Oh, in China.
Yeah, Hong Kong.
I think it's the Hong Kong and Thailand too. But yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all? Yeah.
And Dharamsala, which is the north. No. Yeah, Dharamsala. Like, isn't part of the India, but it's actually from Tibet. But the Tibetan, like, they escaped from the Tibet because the China, like, they took a part of Tibet and the Tibetan have to come to the India. They have to leave, and they're in the mountain. And it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, here is really hot, but in Dharamsala was really cool. Actually, like, yeah, it was really cool.
All right.
Okay, what country have you been?
I've been to Thailand
okay.
in Asia. I've been the cities I've been to in Thailand is Chiang Mai, Phuket, and Bangkok.
Okay.
And then from Thailand, I went to Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Yep.
Oh, that is an island.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then from Sri Lanka, I came here to India. I landed in Chennai. And then from Chennai, I came to Oroville, a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
In the car, though. I'm not sleeping in on a motorbike. That's scary.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's true. Like, wait, you came here from the Thailand?
No, I came here from Sri Lanka.
Oh, Sri Lanka, okay.
Yeah, and then before I went to Thailand, I been to Malaysia and all that. I've been to Malaysia.
And you went to other countries?
Yeah, I think that's about it. And then from, I went to, when I was in America, I went from America to Malaysia to Thailand to Sri Lanka to India, here where I am.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. How long are you going to be stay here?
I'm actually might be staying here for, I don't know so far yet.
Okay.
But so far, up to 3 months, maybe more.
Okay.
And I might actually go, yeah, I might just be here hanging out for 3 months. And then from when it hits 3 months, we'll know when how long we'll be here. Like maybe a 2 year, 1 year.
Okay. 2 year.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know for sure though.
And you plan to go to, you go to school in America, right?
No, I go to school online.
You don't go to school in America?
I go to an American school online, yeah.
Online?
Online, yeah.
What's American school online?
It's on computer, online.
Just computer,
yeah,
just
computer.
Like homeschooling.
Homeschool, yeah.
In America or so?
No, here.
Yeah, okay, what about America?
It's an American website, basically.
Okay.
And American school. And I go to school online.
Oh, like that, like in the website.
Yeah, in the website, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And what do you learn in America?
The normal.
Normal, like math and everything?
Math, science, reading.
Okay.
Language arts, and there's history.
Okay, like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever learned any language?
Yeah, I'm actually learning Spanish right now.
Spanish.
The reason I'm learning Spanish because when I was in Arizona, part of America,
yeah,
lots of my friends spoke Spanish because we're so close to the Spanish border.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Mexico. So, yeah, lots of my friends spoke Spanish.
That's why you're learning Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just like the way. I know some of it. I already know some of it. My friends taught me. Yeah.
Okay. So you know English and Spanish a bit.
A little Spanish. Less, yeah.
A little
I know
Spanish.
Leche. Leche means milk. I know C, that means yes. Niño means a boy. Basically the basics. I know the basics. So yeah, I know English and a little Spanish.
Okay. And what do you have for breakfast?
What I normally have? Sometimes I'll cook me up some oatmeal. Some regular oatmeal. Or I'll just if I'm like leaving really fast and I need to hurry up and go, I'll boil an egg.
A boiled egg, okay.
Yeah, just eat a boiled egg and then go. And then what I have for lunch basically is I'll eat leftovers from the last night.
Okay.
I'll go home and cook me up some pasta, cheese pasta, and just basically eat it. Yeah.
In America or so?
Oh, in America, I eat normally on the normal day, or I'm getting ready for school, I either eat cereal, oatmeal, or that's about it. Cereal or oatmeal for breakfast.
Okay. What about special day?
Excuse me?
Special day, like when your cousin and everyone is coming, you will have a very good breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. When I'm at my family's house and there's a lot of us there,
okay,
it has to be like more than five of us there at my auntie's house because she has a big house, like two stories, a lot of rooms. So we'll just hang out, watch. For breakfast, she'll usually cook sausage with grits, and then she'll cook a little oatmeal, and then she'll cook pancakes. So.
Ooh, there's a lot.
Yeah, and then she'll cook some waffles, and then for lunch, she'll like cook some muffins. She'll have us cook some blueberry muffins.
Okay.
And then she'll like cook something. And then for dinner, she goes all out. She like cooking steak, like all that. She be cooking good.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, macaroni and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so where in America would you like to go?
Oh, actually, I would like to go to Las Angeles, I think.
Yeah, California.
Yeah, I think I don't really know about America so much.
Yeah.
So I think I went to that place because I saw it in GTA 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to go because everyone said GTA 5 and that place are actually really similar.
Yeah.
And I like to go there because and I see in the game,
yeah,
and they're all and having a bike and like good cars.
Yeah.
I like to see that all. And I heard like they have a good like dressed up and something, they have a really good party.
Yeah.
And I like to like see that and have an interesting story about it.
Yeah. It's somewhat like that, but GTA 5, it's like not really exactly Los Angeles. It's more
bad side?
No. I wouldn't say bad side. More of like a small city. It's not exactly Los Angeles. So.
It's not a big city.
It's not. It's a small city. It's not really. I don't know for sure. It's they call it a different city, but yeah. Okay. But Los Angeles is cool. It's like Bangkok in a way.
It's like a Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Oh.
Bangkok from Thailand, yeah. It's like that in a way.
Okay.
Because there's lots of cars, but you won't.
Yeah.
It's just like that. So, like, what do you wear on a normal day?
It's like, what do I do on a normal day?
Or what do you do on a normal day, yeah.
When I did homeschooling, I normally do from, I wake up at 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
and I did, I have a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I do computer games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do studies that much. I do only study when my father comes in. And only on that time I only study. And then when I like, normally I play games and I watch YouTube and what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Like, just like that. And after lunch, and I have just rest a bit, like in my room and just like chilling around. And from 4, to 6:30, and I go to 32, which is a playground,
mm-hmm.
and I go there to play tennis and football and any kind of like sports with my friends, and I go there and play some sports and make like, yeah, something like that.
So how long do you like, when you wake up, how long are you on the computer doing school?
One day when my mom and father, no, my mom and my brother went to India, and my father and mother was in Korea. And I just like what I did, but actually I did after the school is like from 3 o'clock is over, and after that from 3, like except for the breakfast, no dinner time, from 3 to like 9 or 10 till that time, like 6 hours, like 7 hours, I played the game. That's the largest, like, from 7 hours. Yeah, that's tight. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes 10 hours in a day. And after that, like, my head, like, get, like, painful, like, headache. Yeah, something like that.
So?
Because I like games, like, yeah.
Well, when I go to school online, I wake up about 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. And from 7, I wake up, brush my teeth, wash my face, eat, and that's until like 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then 9 o'clock, I basically just get everything ready for me to start school. And then at 10 o'clock, I go on the computer and I do from 10, I start school at 10 o'clock all the way until maybe about like 5 to 6.
Okay.
And then I'm done. There's a certain assignments that I have to finish before I be done, so it's whenever I finish the assignments.
Okay, so you have like different subject every day.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
All right, so.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What should I give you some question? Oh, do you like to drive the bike? You like to?
Which bike? Bicycle? Like,
no, just a bike like that.
I can't even drive those things. I wouldn't drive those anyway.
Oh, you want to try?
No, I don't want to try. I think that's very dangerous.
You think it's very dangerous?
For me, exactly. Like, for me. I think it's dangerous, though, for me.
Why? Like, you think it's like, there is no protection?
No, not exactly, but I don't think I'm ready for it yet.
You think you're too young for it?
Yeah. No, not too young exactly. Because I see kids my age riding it. But I don't think I'm ready to do that. I don't think I'm ready on this crazy road. Nope.
No.
I can't do that. Especially in Pondy.
Yeah, in Pondy, no. It's like actually like one of my friends.
Yeah.
He went to with the bike like this kind of.
Yeah.
He went to Pondy with it.
Yeah.
And actually he drives also really like hardcore.
Yeah.
Like so like sometimes I get scared because he goes.
Yeah.
Like this kind of road. It's like there's a maybe a dump and he don't. It's like slow down. He's like go with full speed.
Oh, no.
It's like I flies on that. I like sometimes I get fall down from the bike sometimes.
Yeah.
I get, but I don't get injured.
Oh.
Like how luckily I don't get injured even if I like bump by a bicycle. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it happens.
All right. So, is there anything that you don't like about Oroville?
Oh, there's one thing that I don't like about Oroville is that about the speed of the Wi-Fi.
Oh, the speed of the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Sometimes, like my house is actually kind of faster than other house because we paid 3,000 rupees per month because we need a good Wi-Fi and we need a good Wi-Fi for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like two, but sometimes when I go to like my friend's house, sometimes their Wi-Fi is slow because their family is using it. And I felt really slow, but because in Korea, like the Wi-Fi is really, really fast. Like sometimes
yeah,
I go like G more than GB.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so it's really fast for me to see that. Like in 1 GB like file, I can download in few seconds. So like in online game, like kind of like Left 4 Dead or like Counter-Strike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like no, in India I have so much lag, but in Korea no lag, so I'm so happy. Like. Yeah, but about except for that, I like here.
Yeah. What's your favorite place you've been?
Oh, my favorite is like other country.
Yeah, any other country.
Oh, any other country. My favorite place in other country is actually I bet Dharamsala.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the weather was really nice because like cool. It's not really cold, but it was cool. And the people was nice and I went there with the group, so there was no like boring time, so I had talked with my friend all the time, the group, and I did like travel, like walk and like talk with someone and like meet, go to like temples, and I really enjoyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna wrap it up now.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Goodbye everyone.